Welcome to a La Trobe University podcast. I'm Megan Lodwick, and today I'm interviewing Doctor of Clinical Psychology research candidate Emma Spiel from the School of Psychological Science. Emma is currently conducting a study with the Child Body Image Development Team at La Trobe University. Emma, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Megan.
Emma, can you tell me a little bit more about your study?
We're currently conducting a study of three-year-old children and their parents, and we're looking at body image development. So we're currently recruiting and also doing some interviews, and we're doing some play-based interviews with children and also getting parents to fill out questionnaires.
And so what are you looking for?
The study was actually, it's based on a pilot we did a couple of years ago. And what we did is we had a look at cross-sectional data for 3, 4, and 5-year-old children. And what we found was that there seemed to be some developmental trends in body image awareness. So across the areas of body dissatisfaction, stereotypes around body size, and we also did a little bit around dieting awareness. And we sort of found some preliminary data to suggest that there are some developmental trends. So as children get older, they appear to be more aware of these things. And we also found that the social environment may play a key role in the development of those things. So basically, this study is to follow up on that. We're looking at the same things, but in a longitudinal fashion.
3 to 5 years old sounds very young. Can you say specifically what kids are stereotyping?
So 3-year-olds are very young, and I guess anecdotally, having sat down and done interviews with them, a lot of them are quite unaware of stereotypes and things around body size. But I guess what we're trying to look at is these prevailing social ideals around body size. And without sort of going too much into detail, it's the idea that our culture values certain body shapes and sizes. And I guess as an upshot of that, we assign certain personality characteristics to certain body sizes, or we value a certain body size over another. And I guess what we're looking at in the study is whether kids from a very young age are tuning into those things, because we have seen in previous research that this is something that they are quite aware of, and we're certainly seeing it in the media environment that children are exposed to.
Is it simply like a young child will look at a bigger body size and see it negatively, and a smaller body size and maybe refer to it as a positive image?
When we're looking at that, we talk about the image for themselves or the image for others. So we look at both in the study. So when we're talking about stereotypes, we're talking more broadly and generally about, I guess, personality characteristics based on a body size. So yeah, that general, is the larger body size good or bad or happy or sad or that sort of a thing. And then we also look at children's own body image, so the extent to which they value thinness or being larger for themselves. And I guess what we're trying to look at now as well is that we have some data from the literature that says that kids do tend to categorise based on body size in some ways. What we're trying to look at is whether those attitudes then become internalised in a way and used to then judge themselves, and whether kids who do that might be at a greater risk of doing that towards themselves.
Emma, you mentioned that the parents were also involved in the study.
Mm-hmm.
How much involvement is there on the parents' part?
Okay, so we asked parents to complete a survey. So the questionnaire takes probably about 30 minutes to complete, and it covers a broad range of things. So we look at demographic characteristics, but also about the way that parents are feeling about their own body image and body image more generally, and themselves more generally. So we're trying to canvas a bit about both mums and dads in trying to kind of understand what's going on in the environment, both for them and for children, because we know that it's a multi-generational thing. You know, we're all exposed to the same sort of media environment. So we're just trying to see what kids are thinking about and also what parents are exposed to and thinking about themselves.
Now, without giving too much of your study away, you mentioned play activities that you conduct with children.
Yeah.
What sorts of activities are those?
Yeah, so this has actually been quite a fun and interesting part of the study. There have been a few studies with quite young children, and they've used measures that are a bit abstract and perhaps not as engaging for kids. So what we've done is we've actually developed a series of figures made out of felt. So we've got 5 figures, and we've got a set for boys and a set for girls that the child can interact with and play with. We put them on a board and then ask questions about the figures. And we found that kids actually engage really well with this material. We do things like choose the hair colour based on the same colour as their hair, and they really engage well with the materials. And we've also got a storybook. So when we're looking at attitudes towards certain body sizes, you know, this can be quite a sensitive topic for parents. So we try and get at these attitudes in a way that's quite covert and that seems fun for kids. So we read a storybook as well, and we also have a section where we use snack boxes. So I guess the rationale behind that is to make things as interactive as possible and to try and engage kids in a way that's going to mean that their participation is really meaningful.
every day you see news reports and magazines that are talking about celebrities' body sizes and that kind of thing. Mm. How much will this study help the wider society in relation to our obsession with weight?
Well, I think there are a number of things. So anecdotally, I've certainly had a lot of parents saying to me that they are quite confused about the messages that they're receiving. And what's really interesting is we are receiving this message around obesity and health. And we're also receiving these messages around positive body image and health at any size is another way we sort of conceptualize this. With this research, we're starting to really unpack what is going on at a younger age. And hopefully by doing that, we'll be able to better inform parents, schools and the like as to how to approach these things in young children and to kind of sort out what's going on at a young age and what might be the important things to look out for. But also the more that we know about these issues, we can better inform prevention and intervention early on. Whilst we don't think that children at this young age are really experiencing the negative consequences of poor body image, we do know that later down the track they might. And if we can get onto these things early and prevent them, then, you know, we're giving kids a good opportunity later on to be feeling happy and healthy in their bodies.
If children are starting to perceive their body image from 3 to 5, does it linger with them throughout life?
A lot of the research in this area is done when we start to see the real problems are happening, so which is middle childhood to the teenage years. A lot of the research is focused in that area. And what's really great now is that we're actually starting to look beyond that time. We've got actually some research happening now that looks at women in midlife and how they're thinking about their body image. And we're also starting to go the other way and look at children and what's developing in them, finding out what is going on, because we don't know necessarily if what's going on now is going to have an effect later on. But what we're trying to sort out is those key elements that we know are related to body dissatisfaction and problems later on, whether they are happening in kids from a young age and what might be going on there.
Is that why this is a 3-year longitudinal study? Do you go back to the same children you interviewed, say, at 3, at 6?
We follow children up at the age of 3, at the age of 4, and at the age of 5. What that's trying to do is trying to see developmentally what is going on with those children, whether children at the age of 3 who are more likely to select a thinner body size are still doing that over time, and whether that's an early indicator for what might come ahead.
How far along are you into the study?
We've conducted almost 100 interviews with 3-year-olds, and we've done probably 15 or so follow-up interviews with 4-year-olds. We are hoping to get 300 participants for the study. We're about a third of the way through in terms of recruitment and interviewing, and we're very interested to continue and hopefully get another 200 more so that we can meet our quota.
You mentioned that the parents fill out a survey. Mm-hmm. What kind of reaction are you getting from them in relation to studying kids at such a young age? Are they perplexed that you would study kids at 3 years old on this subject?
Yes. Actually, it has been really interesting. A lot of parents, they do say, look, really, I don't think they have any idea, and this isn't something that's really crossed our minds. I think from our perspective, a lot of what we're seeing is that children aren't really thinking about these things in those really stereotypical ways at 3 years of age. But I guess by looking at them before maybe that stuff's going on, we get to clearly delineate at what age that stuff does start happening. But I think generally parents, despite whether they think their children are concerned about these things at the moment or not, are very interested in the study and are very interested to see how their children do respond to the materials. They see it as something that's really valuable and also something that they're getting something out of, and they can see how it's going to be useful.
That's all the time we've got for a La Trobe University podcast today. If you'd like to leave some feedback about this or any other podcast in the series, or suggest a possible topic, you can get in touch with us at podcast@latrobe.edu.au. Emma Spiel, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Megan.